What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Getting my morning started here in the Centennial Arboretum. I'm in the most historic park in America. This is it. This is the heart of Philadelphia. Think about it. All of the trees planted throughout Fairmount Park. This is like the biggest park in the East Coast or something in any city, I think. It's bigger than Central Park or something. Yeah, this is it, man. Welcome to the heart of the city. Today I'm thinking about love and what that means to me. So I'm thinking about love today because I found that through being in solitude for over 3 years, 4 years, and just kind of like spending most of, like pretty much all of my day alone, I feel this insane abundance of love itself, despite not feeling love from the external world around me, if that makes sense, right? Like the material plane, it provides me with sunlight touching my skin. I feel the sensation of bliss. It feels good. I wake up from a night rest, a night's rest of good sleep. I have vitality in my body. You know, I have satiating foods that fulfill me. I feel nourished. I have shelter. I feel comfortable. And so I've reached the sort of baseline needs of like what a human needs, right? Which is pretty much a foundational thing for any human on this earth. However, to reach to the pinnacle, to reach to the spiritual, to the essence of love itself, I actually think you can bypass all of the sort of worldly notions of love through external things, whether it's people, validation, success, wealth, etc. And I think that comes through God itself. So if you think about it, if you're alone, but you're tapped into the source, like if you're alone and you're tapped into God, this to me is like the ultimate well of nourishment that your body needs, right? Like I think about my time in the Peace Corps in Zambia, Africa, and how everybody gathered in the center of the village each morning to the well to put water in their buckets and carry them home on their heads. You know, this is what is necessary in order for a village to even be born. And so the well in the center of the community is this place of gathering, is this place of vitality and nourishment. It's the foundation for what a human needs, right? Water. And that's something we take for granted here in the United States, right? We have water that runs from a tap, it's very accessible, etc. But when I was in the village in Zambia as a Peace Corps volunteer, every morning I went to the well and filled up a couple of buckets, filtered the water, added iodine, boiled the water, made sure that it was safe to drink and consume. And it's just a very simple privilege in life that we take for granted that I now appreciate. You know, just I have like a sparkling water in the morning. It's like, wow, this is some good shit. And so at the center of the village, there's a well. This is where everyone comes to gather and seek their physical nourishment. However, what I found to be more profound is this notion of spiritual nourishment, where the center of the community is not only the well, but also the church. And at the center of the church, there's the altar where the sacrifice is made, right? This symbol of sacrifice, reminding the people and the individuals within this community of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And so this communal sacrifice made throughout the community through the things I've witnessed, such as mothers coming home with babies on their back, firewood on their head, buckets on their head, fathers building churches and homes, the boys building bricks with sand and mud, the girls preparing the food for the day, sweeping the floors and keeping the areas nice and tidy, you know, housekeeping. Everybody has their individual sacrifice within the family, within the tribe, within the community, sharing the land amongst each other under God. And so there's this hierarchy between God, tribe, and land, or God, family, and land, that replaces the need for, you know, like a modern day bureaucratic system or government, which is interesting because the people in these villages are 1,000 times happier and so much more, they just seem like they have like so much more nourishment. And I think it's the spiritual nourishment that they have because they're tapped into the source, God. They're tapped into the source, the ultimate well that flows with abundance. And then each individual within the community becomes like a well and simply embodies love itself. Right? And you think about the selflessness and the sacrifice of the individual within the family, within the community, within the tribe, and that overflowing abundance is love. And that love comes through the source. It comes from God. And so that sacrifice is essential, I think, for a community. And so sacrifice is what I think about a lot these days in terms of how to find yourself feeling this sensation of love. It's through difficult things. It's through challenges. It's through doing something hard and then overcoming it. And it's this feeling you get through spiritual nourishment as well, through following the teachings, laws, commandments of Christ or Muhammad or a Buddha or like whatever you believe, right? And it's it's necessary to have some sort of like moral compass to like follow your conscience and like obey that to tap into love itself. And then from there, with this overflowing love, you inevitably, I believe, make sacrifices very naturally because of that physical and spiritual vitality that you now possess, right? For when you are filled with vitality physically, I believe everything becomes leisure and everything becomes effortless. And it's very easy for you to sacrifice yourself for others because it does not burden you. And actually carrying burdens and carrying these sort of sacrifices, it makes you stronger. And so being a sacrificial lamb, I don't think is something that we should strive to be. I don't think that we should martyr ourselves or, you know, be like Socrates or Jesus in that way. But I think following those kind of foundational teachings and principles of sacrificial deeds or acts or words or just sharing kindness and love when maybe it's not there is necessary for a community to thrive. Like if somebody is finding it difficult to find love, well then you are love and you share that love. Or if somebody is finding it difficult to find happiness, well then you bring that to the table and you basically embody that emotional state of being and allow that to reflect in your actions and your words and how you approach the world. And then you become this like small ripple in the lake, and that small ripple can turn into a wave. And then through those small acts of kindness, you can change and not only yourself but the world around you. And so by embodying love, embodying light, and following the truth, following a moral compass through sacrifice, through love, then humanity can thrive. But I believe this derives through tapping into the source. You know, think of a well. How is a well made? You know, you can't just plop a well down anywhere. You know, it's very difficult to build a well. You know, in order to build a well in these villages, which is the foundation of all of these communities, the well needs to be dug deep, right? It takes a lot of physical effort to dig deeper and deeper into the earth, right? Connecting to that source, connecting to a stream, connecting to a body of water that then provides the well with the nourishment it needs for the community, right? Providing that well with the water flow that it needs. And then once you tap into the source, after all this difficulty, struggle, and strife, then you're overflowing with abundance. Then the well will never run dry because it's now tapped into that source, right? That source being the body of water underground. But it takes a lot of effort and struggle and time to dig and to persistently go deeper and deeper. And so once you connect to that source, you overflow with abundance, and that water is always flowing, and people can come to that well to drink from each and every day. And I think humans can be seen as a metaphor this way, where a human that's attached to the source, a human that's connected deeply with the roots planted in hell through suffering and sacrifice, can then strive upwards like these trees planted with their roots deep into the ground, stretching their limbs outwards to touch the sunlight. You know, we too can then become like this well who's deeply connected to the source and then overflowing with abundance, joy, and love itself to share amongst our community, to share amongst our tribe, to share amongst our neighbors. And I think that that is the pinnacle human experience, I find, is that
embodying love is the most blissful state of being. And then when you are at this blissful state of being, you find eternal peace, and that eternal peace comes from within. It comes from your heart. And so to tie this all back into the notion of love, you know, you hear about our heart, you know, being this sort of symbol of love, but actually it's our perspective, right? I think the way in which you feel and see and perceive the world around you, the way in which your mindset shifts from fear to courage, from hatred to love, from sadness to sadness to happiness, you then create paradise. You then find the kingdom of paradise, the kingdom of heaven within your heart, within your soul, within your physical body, which is the temple, right? You don't need to be tapped into an external temple like a church or a physical worship place. You don't need to be tapped into another human who provides you with guidance, a mentor, a teacher, a preacher, a pope. While these things are good and beneficial, the truth is in the light. The truth is within you, within Christ, and it's within tapping into the source, the ultimate creator who made you in his image through love, being God. And that's my thought of the day. Check out the roses or whatever these are. These are roses indeed, because these are not blooming. Yeah, these are roses. Wow, yeah, these are roses. The rose, wow, yeah. I'm just surprised because this was definitely not here Friday. Now it's Monday and they're here. Check out the thorns, the roses. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.